Welcome to the first podcast episode of Coffee and Celluloid, a blog on film, photography, and all things visual. I'm Joey Dowd, the creator and editor of Coffee and Celluloid. So the reason I'm starting this podcast is I came back from the Full Frame Film Festival, the documentary film festival in Durham, a few weeks ago, and I recorded some of the question and answer sessions there, and I just wanted a way to share that with you, and I figured a podcast would be the best solution. So for the first few episodes, the podcast will just be excerpts from Q&As of different films that I saw there that I thought were pretty interesting. But I'd also like it in the future to continue with interviews of different filmmakers and photographers and just all around interesting people. So for this first episode, we'll start out with one of my favorite films that I saw at the festival, Objectified. Objectified is the second film by Gary Huestwit. His first is another of my favorite movies, Helvetica, which is a documentary on the font Helvetica. Objectified takes a similar approach of analyzing things that we pass by every day that we kind of just, we really think of. So like Helvetica just, takes this ubiquitous font that is everywhere and then, kind of makes you stop and look and think about font. And now, every time after you see that film, all you'll see and think of is what font you're looking at. So with Objectified, it takes that similar idea of looking at stuff, but this time it takes it and does it with the design of everyday objects, the industrial design of objects, the design and thought process that goes into every object that we use. And, as much as a lot of the stuff that we use, we think there isn't any thought that went into it and it's just a piece of shit, there always is thought. So here are the best excerpts from what I recorded from the question and answer session after Objectified screened with Gary. I apologize for the sound quality. I basically just sat next to one of the big speakers and recorded it on my iPhone. But it's still pretty clear, and you can understand it, so it's just not that great. And I hope you enjoy, and I'll catch you after the Q&A.
Helvetica was about a seemingly simple thing, and everything that sort of opened up, behind that, this world of creativity and people, and Objectified is almost kind of the other way around. It's about everything, but it's kind of looking at the thought processes and the people and the kind of thinking behind it all somehow, I think unites it, even though they're vastly different objects. There are some parts of design that are about just like making things better and reevaluating, and there is a subset of designers in working in industry who I think really do, care about that stuff and think about it. There's probably another much larger, unfortunately, group that's just really making things to sell stuff. And with no real design improvement other than just being a new color or a slightly different shape or knocking off whatever, is out there. I have no idea, before I started. That's the great part about making a documentary. You get to explore something that you're interested in, but you maybe don't know that much about, but you want to find out more. And I'm just, curious about it. I just think about this stuff. So making films, great way to kind of, I'm obsessive about it, so it's a great way to kind of satisfy that that urge to like know more about things. So yeah, almost really everything in the film, at least the concepts, were things that I was kind of thinking about, interested in, and but I learned so much about everything, that goes, all the work that goes into the simplest, toothbrush. It's something that Jonathan Ive said that I thought was really interesting. He was saying, well, it's not about designing the MacBook or whatever. It's about designing the machines and the things that are going to hold that piece of metal while it's getting machined that can even make that thing possible. So they spend, I think that's kind of the secret of Apple too, they spend just as much time designing the process that then can enable them to make those objects as they spend on actually designing the objects. That's why things look like nothing else. Because you can't just go, I'm going to make the MacBook Air, get a piece of aluminum and start hammering away. It's insanely complex. So all stuff that I kind of learned from the main. It took me a while to kind of make that happen. But when Helvetica came out, actually the graphic design department at Apple invited me to come to Apple to show Helvetica to on campus. And so there was already I think a familiarity at least with what I was doing, and then I thought, you know, but it still took me months and months and months to get permission to talk to Johnny and to go and do the filming there. But they're pretty strict, pretty secretive about it. That when we filmed that in the design lab, which they had never let anyone film, and that's just one small prototyping thing, and got buildings and buildings and buildings. But they shut it down. They like there was like 20 or 30 people working in that space, and they just told them all to get lost for 3 hours. So I was kind of like, wow. My iPhone is like late for delivery. Like I'm waiting for the next generation iPhone. Like I just delayed it an extra 3 hours. But they were great. I mean, Johnny is you know, as you can tell, he's really, you know, obsessive and really, you know, dedicated to what he does. And I think he's amazing at it. I mean, God, how many you know products? I mean, I'm child of the Macintosh for sure, but I think that he's just had such an impact on, you know, the objects that we use and the tools that we use and how they can enable us. And he's just a, you know, really cool, normal guy. You can tell he's got a lot of responsibility there. That's the thing. And it took me a little while to even get him to loosen up because I think he really, you know, bears the kind of creative soul of the. I don't know, well, a lot of it was convincing these designers to let us into the studio. That was one thing that was interesting because I think graphic designers are a lot more flexible. They can get to the very end of a project right before it goes to press and go, oh, you know, let's change that to, you know, Franklin Gothic and make it red and it goes off. But designers in this film, once they make that mold or whatever, it costs an enormous amount of money to make that thing. So they're very, I think much more like engineers. They're really serious about it. The other thing is that there's all kinds of crazy confidentiality agreements with them and the people they're designing for, the ones that are kind of like freelance. So whenever we would go, there'd be this flurry of assistants like running around covering up stuff and like, you know, hiding something and like that. So yeah, I can't think of any other real, this is one of those questions that like in a half hour, maybe at the bar afterwards.
Thanks.
I'm sure I'll come up with it. Go ahead.
So this is a two questions. You said before that you were already a design geek when you started. In making the film, how much have you changed as a consumer? When you go to the store, when you buy new stuff for yourself,
yeah.
Or with the stuff you already have, and you comb through it thinking,
got
do
it.
I really need this?
Is that the first question?
That's the first question. The second question is, before the screening, you mentioned that you still had a lot of questions left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious what some of them were.
Okay, first question. Yeah, it's interesting because I always had this kind of chicken and egg thing. Like, was I kind of reevaluating my relationship to the stuff that I had and thinking about, you know, my consumption habits, and that's why I ended up kind of making the film? Or did making the film kind of change the way I look at objects? I still haven't. I mean, I just finished it 2 weeks ago, so I'm really still trying to figure it out. But I think I definitely think more now about anything that I buy, and I really think about. There's like two classes of objects for me. There are like these tools, like cell phones and laptops, and things that I know are going to be obsolete and quickly. And then there are things that if I buy a chair or a briefcase or something, that I could conceivably have that for the rest of my life. So those things I really think, you know, long and hard about now, because I want that next table that I buy is going to be the last table I ever buy, or a desk or whatever. So I really, really think, like, God, I'm going to be bored with this thing like 5 years or 10 years. Really kind of makes me, you know, reevaluate it and not just buy something because it's on sale and it looks kind of cool and like, oh, bring it home. But I think there's some good points like Karen Rashid for all his white suit and white nail polish stuff. he's got a good point about the cardboard cell phone. It's like these things that we know are going to last a year or two, but we still need to make them out of this metal and titanium, and they've got to have this, if it's technology, it's got to be made out of these really permanent metal expensive materials. But you know, we're going to throw these things away, so why are we continuing to make them? But there's a perception of that's what a cell phone is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a piece of garbage.
I apologize.
Okay, but
we do need to clear the house for the next film.
Question number two, though. Yes, I do have more questions. See me in 2 years for the new film.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks so much. Cheers.
Well, that's it, and thanks for listening. For more on photography, movies, movie making, you know, all sorts of cool stuff, check out coffeeandcelluloid.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter as C47. Which, by the way, is a clothespin. C47 is the film slang word for clothespin, if you were ever wondering. The music that played during this episode is from L1011, which provided the soundtrack for both Helvetica and Objectified. Check out more on Objectified and where to screening at objectifiedfilm.com. This episode has a Creative Commons license. For more information on that, please visit coffeeandcelluloid.com.